The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I think what happens is when a team has success, there's going to be a lot of other people looking at them and trying to figure out what's driving their success. Our success is driven by our great starting rotation, our great bullpen, and our great lineup. And, we are very well understand the Major League Baseball's rules regarding sign stealing, and we abide by them, and we have abided by them, and we're going to continue to abide by them. So I can't speak to any allegations that other teams may have made about us. I haven't heard any personally myself. So until someone wants to tell me about something, it's just rumors as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Nothing like a good cheating controversy. And you know what? Maybe cheat a little more so you can win tonight. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, same as the main number. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, smoke signals, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds I'm the only one in here not wearing some kind of Astros gear?
Percent 1,000.
Yeah, what's up with that? You guys didn't tell me.
We're trying to rally, bro.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but we care about the local team, Jong and I do.
Yeah.
We're trying to do whatever we can to bring them back and make baseball great again here.
Ah, okay. They're tremendous, AJ. They're the best.
Yeah.
They're the best. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. They're the best.
AJ, you've become very famous.
Thank
you, Mr. Trump.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. I'm so confident that they're going to win tonight and get right back in the series that I'm not worried about it. I'm not showing any support because I don't need
to. Okay. You got it.
That's how good they're going to be tonight. Charlie Morton's going to go out there and deal like a fiend. They're going to put up 7 runs, tie the series at 2, and all of a sudden it's a totally different narrative.
That's it.
So I'm still feeling good about them despite last night.
Yeah, I feel way less good.
I don't feel great, but I feel pretty good about them.
Because that seems like I think the Astros are a team that just thrives on confidence. And, I mean, you get housed at home like that, that's got to be a knock to the confidence.
Yeah, and the one thing about them is they are a very, very much a team that thrives on confidence, and then when things aren't going well, they tend to suck because they're so emotional.
Right.
But I think they're going to be fine. I feel pretty good about tonight.
Oh, hey.
So you're going to have to carry me a little more than usual today.
What's going on?
Well, I got home last night, and, you know, the wife was out, so I had to fend for myself on dinner. So I pulled some ham out of the fridge that, you know, looked good. Didn't taste it a little funny.
Okay.
And turns out that it'd been there for 3 weeks and was supposed to have been thrown out.
Oh, no.
Somebody forgot to tell me.
Well, I mean, was there a number, like a date on the
No,
because
it's like the kind you get from the butcher's counter where it's sliced.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, okay, that's fine. I'll eat some ham. Yeah, pretty much started hurling about midnight and didn't stop until about 11 a.m. this morning. So
that's not good.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit weak.
Okay.
And for the record, when you hurl that long, you lose 7 pounds.
Oh, geez. Oh, hey.
So I'm just drinking water and trying to, you know, trying to make it through the day. But I'm fine now. I'm just like, I'm tired. But
yeah, I'm tired, too. I was like,
that extra 30 minutes you did.
I tried to stay up and watch the Brewers game last night. And then I fell asleep in the 12th inning. Mm. So big, giant fail. And then, of course, it ends in the 13th.
All you had to do was make it to the 13th.
I know. I was so close.
Yeah.
But yeah, since I've been on this diet, I can't sleep enough. Like I'll sleep all day if I'm allowed, but I got up this morning and I went and worked out with my trainer, and then I did jiu-jitsu afterwards and I was wiped. I was like, I need a nap. And then I was going to try to take a nap in the prep room. And then John came and asked me to do the show with Joel. So he blocked my nap there. my meditation session I like to call it. When I'm at work, it's a meditation session.
Yeah, it's meditation preparation.
Right. So, I'll survive. I'll make it through.
Yeah, I was kind of stupid today because I went and I still did an hour on the bike just because today's my day to do cardio.
Mm.
And
I always try to skip cardio day.
And yeah, I got 30 minutes and had to hurl and then did the other 30 minutes.
Yeesh.
So, yeah, not the best day, but you know what? I'll be fine.
You'll power through.
Yeah, I don't have anything left in my stomach, so I think I should be okay.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. So carry away, Mr. Hoffman. I mean, you kind of carry the show anyway. So.
No, we were talking about that during the last couple segments of Joel's show, how my role has been reduced greatly, and you guys are trying to phase me out of the show altogether.
Not altogether.
But mostly.
Yeah, I just think we want you to be about 25% of the show.
Right.
As opposed to your usual 79%.
Right. That's what I've heard. Yeah. So,
we've kind of got
basically
you.
I'm getting bumped out.
We've got you at about 48%. right. This is totally your show, man. I'm just a guy that keeps it rolling. And
your management, sir.
And make sure that we're on clock. That's it. My job. My job is to make sure, okay, we're going to go to break now. AJ, tell them about this. And then to introduce the show and then to set you up. That's
such BS.
That's all I do.
That kind of is all you do, but it's still, you shouldn't say that.
Well, I think the people know that. So, you know, and Jong does, you know, he jumps in and does his thing. And the rest of the time we just get out of your way.
Sometimes Jong does his thing.
Yeah. Josh in Beaumont says it's 2-1 after two road games and a home game. That's where it's supposed to be. A loss tonight is trouble. Yeah. I was thinking all along, split in Boston. Two out of three here, and then win one there. That's it.
So yeah.
They'll win the next two and get their two out of three, and everybody's fine.
Okay.
And 409S, does the live stream work yet so we can watch Fred hurl on the desk? Nope. Sorry.
Yes, it works. I just forgot to turn it
on. Oh, it does? The live stream's actually working?
Yes.
Did we pay the Bitcoin to the Russians or what?
Yeah, it got fixed today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at us back in the saddle.
So, yeah, if I hurl, it will be on live stream. How awesome is that?
All right.
So I can't find it on the page anymore. Interesting.
You've been away for so long.
But it's not on the ESPN 97.5 page. There's featured audio, and then best of the bench, and then the bench with John and Lance, then the blitz with Fred and AJ, then the blitz on Twitter.
Do they do that in alphabetical order or what? Are all the shows in alphabetical order? Is that why?
I don't know. Then there's a whole bunch of stuff on.
Otherwise,
here
I don't want to be behind anybody.
I kind of think we should be at the top.
Yeah, I would think so.
Most people, it's a show most people care about.
Right.
Theoretically.
So you think they win the next two, huh?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Okay.
I think especially you get tonight with Morton and then you get Verlander back on the mound, you're good. So.
Yeah. I mean, this is clearly the most important game of the series. A loss here, I think it's basically over. And I know everyone says, well, Boston or Houston's a really good road team. And they are.
But yeah,
guess who's a really great home team?
Yeah, I think if they lose tonight, then
you can kind of cancel Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know everybody's
because I just don't see them beating them three times in a row.
I have a hard time seeing that, too.
I mean, this is a very good baseball team we're talking about.
And, these teams are evenly matched, man. It's going to come down to little things. And did you have a big problem with the way A.J. Hinch handled everything last night?
Not really. I know some people did. I might have taken Osuna out.
Let's start
once he loaded the bases.
Let's start with this. Should Keuchel have pitched another inning?
Yeah, that I'd like to have seen him at least go out there.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't really fault him doing that, but I do think if it were me, I'd have let him go another inning.
Okay. When you pull Keuchel, would you have thrown Joe Smith or would you have thrown McCullers or McHugh?
Or Presley. Presley would have been the guy I would have gone
okay.
to.
Okay. Then let's say Presley somehow gives up a home run and you're down 3-2. Then it's absolutely McCullers or McHugh, right?
Yeah.
Down 3-2?
Yeah.
Definitely not your closer?
Well, I don't know. I don't mind him bringing in Osuna there because it was the middle of the order. It's kind of a high-leverage situation.
Is Osuna your best pitcher?
Well, he's been your closer.
Is he your best pitcher in the bullpen? Is he better than McHugh or McCullers?
I think he's been pretty good for him, so I don't know if I can, you know...
He's also never been in spots like this.
Well, he actually saved some playoff games for the Blue Jays. He's
never been in important playoff games. Divisional games. Good for them.
Stop. Yeah, I mean, is it a big stage for him? Yeah, but I don't really fault it trying to keep the score at 3-2 there. The only thing I questioned was after he loaded the bases, I might have brought somebody else in because he clearly didn't have it.
I mean, I would have.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I would question, but... I don't think it mattered. I mean, they only scored two runs, AJ. That's not going to beat the Red Sox.
Yeah, if you can't score more than two runs, you're not going to win these games.
Yeah.
And they didn't score more than two runs.
All right, let's take a break. See, that's what I do.
Good, I'm exhausted.
Well, that's those extra two segments.
Yeah, I know.
How was working with Joel?
It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be like some big drama show, but it's, you know.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
See, he does,
and I'm a professional. I'm
he
here
does
to do
what
a job.
I do, only he does it better. So there you go. That's why it was probably easy for you.
All right. Like how he didn't say, AJ, you're a professional?
No, he doesn't. He would never tell me that.
You don't need your ego stroked.
Yes, I do.
It takes up half this table as it is.
How long have you worked with me? You know that's exactly what I need.
Fine. Yeah, you're a professional.
Thank you.
God, worse than trying to please my wife. All right, let's take a break.
You should do the ABC trick.
No, I just do the I'm staying the hell out of your way.
Oh, trick. I thought you meant please sexually.
Oh, no. God, no.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And, no, we're not on SportsMap 94.1 because they got the Brewers game on. So go check that out if you're so desired.
Or the Dodgers game if you're a bad person.
Right. If you're evil. We'll be right back.
Guys, I'm going to give you some advance notice. Sunday, November 4th, clear your calendar. You've got nothing better to do than what I'm about to give you. Carbox hosting the second annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery. Hosted by Eddie Trunk, this year's lineup's gone international. They're going to have rock acts from Australia, UK, Canada, and the United States. The lineup's Wolf Mother, April Wine, Red Fang, The Sweet, and Texas Flood. Tickets just $23 in advance. There'll be 30 at the door, but you can get a VIP ticket as well, and that would get you a separate entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, that's important, three beers of your choice, access to some special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by the Carbock Restaurant and Patio, which, as you know, is fantastic. Go to carbockbrewing.com to get your tickets today and rock out with us at Foam Hinge. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the details. And pick up your favorite Carbock beer today, or just ask your bartender to make it a Carbock. By the way, you can go to carbockbrewing.com to get your tickets today. That's carbockbrewing.com.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I had to go to my diet doctor today, and I get on the scale. I'm like, wow, you lost 12 pounds since the other day. No, I've lost 5 pounds. You know your water weight isn't where it should be. It's like, yeah, I know. You know, you can go find it in toilets all over the city. So, 713.
Did you puke at work?
Actually, because I got in this morning about 9 because I had a bunch of stuff to do. So yes, I did puke in our disgusting restroom in there.
That's too
bad.
But
I made sure I hit the target. So,
Tyler asked me earlier, "Hey, did you shut the light off on me when I was pooping?" And so I talked about this on with John and Raheel one day. Raheel had some segment. I was doing the morning show, and Raheel had some segment where you were supposed to confess to something. And I told them that I heard someone who was having a particularly messy experience in the restroom. It sounded horrible. Like, it was just a total disaster. And I was like, you know what would be funny? If I turned the light off when I left the bathroom. And so, I did, and it turned out that that person was Barry Laminack. And
with his whole nest built and everything.
Yeah. So when I said that, since I said that, and by the way, this was like several months ago. Since I said that, I have not turned the lights off on anybody using the restroom.
Yeah.
But apparently there's like a rampant thing going on around here. It's an epidemic.
Apparently one of our interns got done that to him yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh,
really? Yeah. I walked in and I go, why is it dark in here? And I turned the light on, and then he goes, hey, somebody turned the lights off on me.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Poor dude. Yeah. It's one thing when it's an employee, but our interns are even getting it. Yeah, but I do think that I started a trend when I admitted to doing this, that now there are many people doing it. Unless people were doing it before I admitted to it.
Yeah, I don't, because John will remember this. There was a huge, and you might have been there. I don't know. Were you there when Pat Fant was a general manager?
No.
Okay, so this is before your time. And he was in there doing his business, and somebody turned the lights off, and he got pissed. He was going around looking at people's shoes, threatening to fire people and stuff. And I'm thinking, man, did I do that? Because the one over there, you would turn the light off because you could see whether people were in there. And I'd turn it off because, you know, save electricity. So I might have been the guy that did it. I don't know. I probably wasn't. But if I had been, then okay. But yeah, after that, I don't do it. Thing stays on. I don't want to get fired.
I did do it one time. I admitted to doing it. And Tyler went. I think I was the first person Tyler accused, or at least questioned. He didn't necessarily accuse. It was more of an interrogation. He wanted to know if it was me, and I told him it was not. And he, to his credit, he gave me the benefit of the doubt that it wasn't in fact me. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's an epidemic around here. By the way, a hilarious epidemic, It goes back to, this is why I don't poop in public. Like, I mean.
Oh, I try not to. Yeah. I kind of schedule my day to where.
Barry and Joel were talking about it like they can't help but poop in public. They make it sound like they're pooping nonstop at this place.
Yeah, I can
In fact, Barry, I think, said he had to poop before he left to Portland. Because he'd rather poop here than in the airport.
I can think of maybe three times where I've actually done that here. And one time I was sick. And so I had no choice, but for the most part, yeah, I don't, I'm usually my body works at home fine.
Yeah.
So, and maybe it's cause I get up so early. It's like, I get up at like 5:15 and I start drinking. I'll have a cup of coffee. And so it's usually before I come in. Even today I got here at 9 and, you know, no big deal. Hey, Charlie's headed to Vegas this weekend. Any recommendations for watching the football game on Sunday and being able to place a couple football bets? There's plenty of places to place your bets. The Legacy's, it depends on where you're staying, but that Legacy's at the Venetian is really good. And that new one, Moneyline, that's at the...
I didn't go to that, but I heard...
I did. I didn't stay.
Because they didn't have horses. Race.
And I wanted to spend the day betting horses.
Yeah.
But it is nice, man. If you're just going for football, it's in the new MGM, what's it called?
MGM Park.
MGM Park, yeah. Or Park MGM.
Park MGM, that's it.
And it is, that place is brand new. It's still under construction.
It used to be the Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And apparently it's way nicer now.
Man, you know what
It's like as nice as the Monte Carlo was in 1990.
Is, although they're still painting it and stuff. Yeah. It's not 100% ready, but it is nice. And that sports bar is fantastic. The only thing that I miss is that beer bar they used to have in the Monte Carlo. We used to hit that place all the time, and they had great beers, and there was a bartender there who recognized us every time we went and was always bringing out the good stuff and saying, here, have you tried this?
But when he wasn't there, that bar kind of sucked.
It did. It did. I think he was what – because they didn't have a cask list the last time we went, and when we saw him there, he went and got us stuff that wasn't on there. So, but yeah, that place is gone now. It's dead.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad. Okay, so the live stream – I just searched ESPN 975 live stream and found it. So if you want to watch us on live stream, there you go. And if you want to check out Sports Map today, also, hey, are you excited about the Rockets tonight? I wasn't. Now I'm like, okay, I'm going to flip back and forth. I'm going to watch the Rockets and the Astros.
Yeah.
It's funny how once a day gets here, you're like, yeah, man, I kind of want to watch the Rockets tonight.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. We got the Astros. Going to be a busy night, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be staying away from any bars in my part of town because they're going to be packed.
Yeah.
You know, which is
cool. I've got a house for that. I'm staying away from that together.
Yeah, well, I was thinking I might need to go out and get something to eat, but I don't know that I'll be eating anything.
You know, or order in something.
Yeah, I'll Uber Eats or something. Do some Cowboys and Indians. They're on Uber Eats.
No, there you go.
Yeah, I love getting those guys. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Tim says Westgate's the best for NFL games in Vegas. That's a good one, too.
He's good.
A lot of people go to Westgate. I've always just liked the MGM, but if there's any kind of event, it's too crowded because it's not that big.
Yeah, it's not very big.
And the rows are pretty tight.
I actually prefer the one at – why am I blanking on the name of it? The one where we play poker, the fancy poker room. That we played the late night tournament at
Mandalay.
That's
Bay, a nice one too.
Yeah, Mandalay Bay's got a good sports book. That's the it's massive. Like if you can't find a seat there, then that's on you.
Yeah, that one's great. And then
like a movie theater.
And even though it's small and kind of scuzzy casino, I really like the Excalibur because you
kind of like small and scuzzy though.
That's, yeah, like, I mean that's like that's my life.
Yeah,
yeah. So, all right. We're going to take a very quick break. As a truck driver, my first choice is Buc-ee's. Yeah, Buc-ee's, I will intentionally not go so I can go at Buc-ee's if I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
If I'm heading to Beaumont or something, it's like, oh, I'm stopping at Buc-ee's. I'm using that restroom. Because they're in there cleaning those suckers, like, all the time. Plus, you know what? Dirty little secret about Buc-ee's? Their breakfast croissants? Fantastic. And it's not at all of them. Like the one in Pearland, they're terrible.
Uh-huh.
But the one at Baytown,
next time
you're going through there, if you're hungry, breakfast croissant.
All right.
Pro tip. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. See tonight's lineup for your Astros?
I did. I saw
Bregman leading off.
Bregman leading off, Springer batting second.
Altuve third, Marwin in cleanup, Yuli 5, Reddick 6, Correa 7, Maldonado 8, Tony Kemp 9.
I don't know why they keep running Josh Reddick out there. He looks so horrible. I mean, he accidentally ran into a home run, but other than that, he's a mess.
Who else are you going to put out there? Nobody's hitting except for if you get around
Bregman and Springer.
Yeah, if you get around those guys, then nobody in the lineup is really contributing right now. And Correa looks completely lost.
Well, I think what they're doing right is they're putting Bregman and Springer at the top of the order, guarantees that they have the most plate appearances, and that's
it's pretty
simplistic.
And I like Kemp being out there and batting ninth because he can get on in front of those guys. So
and more, your best managers are going to your best hitter is your number two hitter. And it used to be three or four. Now it's kind of the two hole is generally how guys work. AJ Hinch hasn't worked that way exactly, but a lot of managers have gone to that. But I don't know, man. Modern baseball is passing me by because Craig Counsell just pulled Wade Miley after five pitches. Yeah. He pitched two. He started the game. He pitched to Cody Bellinger, walked him on five pitches. Council came out and got the ball from him. Now, if this were Tampa Bay, and they've kind of done that all year, I mean, typically they let their guys go more than one batter, but Wade Miley this season, his ERA, 2.57. Like, he's been a really solid piece for the Brewers.
So why do you burn him? Just have him come out and walk a guy and then get rid of him?
What's the point?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
I mean, if he threw three pitches into the dugout, okay, maybe he's got some control issues today.
Yeah.
I don't think that was necessarily the case, though.
Well, getting back to the Astros, I have a sneaking suspicion somebody is going to step up tonight that it hasn't so far. Whether it's Yuli, I would say most likely Yuli or Carlos Correa. One of those two is going to have a good game, and they're going to win.
I hope you're right, man. It's I don't know. I've had a weird feeling watching that game last night that I feel like there's going to be some wind out of the Astros' sails because it's hard to take a beating like that at home. And
they're pretty resilient. I just think if they get down early again, then I'd be concerned because then they start, especially if some of the guys struggling go out there and you know Correa's 0-for-2 and not getting close to the ball. Then they start pressing, and that's when you get worried.
Well, I also think about the fact that players and managers are now being re-asked questions about Roberto Osuna and how he really fits in with this team and things like that. And yeah. It's like, dude, that should have been over a long time ago. And now those
It's not going to be when you're on this stage and you play like and you pitch like that.
Yeah,
you go out and give up five runs.
But I mean, if you're in a playoff series and do you really want to talk about? What this guy, I mean, the guy who just blew the game last night, what he did several months or I guess a year ago now and how he's fit into the clubhouse for the last 3 months.
I noticed Twitter sure did last night.
Like, oh,
hey,
yeah.
He hit those bats harder than he hit his girlfriend. Yeah.
Talking about it, the only guy's getting hit or the only person getting hit harder than those last two batters is his wife.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's low hanging fruit, but
yeah. Sometimes low-hanging fruit tastes good, AJ.
But the Astros are going to have to. I mean, the players are being asked questions about that, and that's. Yeah. I mean, that's not ideal.
Yeah, but they'll be fine. I mean, I'm not too concerned. I think they're going to have a good game tonight, and if not, then we can break out the tombstone and the dust in the wind tomorrow.
Okay.
So, but I feel good about it.
All right.
But it's a good sports bar night. If you own a sports bar. With Astros and Rockets both on.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's going to be a good place to be. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And we can talk Astros. We can talk whatever you want on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Just drop those odds on it, and we'll go from there. Mott says you need to pull Patrick Creighton's audio as Osuna got the go. He was pissed. Oh yeah, I guess he was on air last night while that was happening.
Yeah,
I could just see him. Well, I can't do my Patrick Creighton because I might throw up on the microphone.
Don't do that.
Yeah, man. I don't want to do that.
I don't want any throw up in here.
Yeah, that would be not ideal. But it's not quite as bad as the time you went to Poncho's
and you had
to leave the show.
Yeah, that was bad.
But yeah, it's just now I'm just weak.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm fine. I'm like. The whole idea of trying to go work out today was stupid. I'm not a smart man sometimes.
Yeah, you tend to fall into that trap often.
Yeah, there's always, like, if I'm not feeling right, I'll still go to the gym because I'm trying so hard to not be fat.
Right.
And, you know, I'm seeing progress. So you start seeing progress.
You want to keep pushing it.
Can't miss a day. I know I feel bad. And so that probably didn't help. It might have exacerbated things a little bit. BQ wants to know, what are the odds Venom is a good movie? I know Jong has seen it.
Define good. It's decent for a rental, or if you're bored and you want to go to the theater and have nothing to watch. I mean, it's not.
So you're not saying go to the theater and watch it, but wait for it.
Yeah, I'd say wait for it.
All right, you're usually a pretty good judge of that. So I will trust Jong on this. Jong, who does Comicast.
I'll tell you what I'm going to go watch in the theater.
What's that?
My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I want to watch that Halloween movie. The new Halloween remake.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
And I'm telling you, it's getting good reviews. It's 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. When's the last time you heard a horror? I mean, besides Get Out, when's the last time you heard a horror movie, like a slasher movie, that was 85%?
Not in a very long time. It doesn't happen. No.
You probably got to go back to the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, and that, I mean, they weren't even doing Rotten Tomatoes back then. We didn't.
They should have been.
It was at Siskel and Ebert.
I
think both those guys are dead now.
Yeah, so that's two thumbs down for them.
Yeah, they're gone. But that preview looks so good to me, that trailer for Halloween. I'm excited for that. I love those Halloween movies. But this one I'm particularly excited about because people are saying it's an actual good movie, which, you know, sometimes horror movies aren't.
Yeah. Well, most of them are.
Admittedly. And I still love them, but a lot of them are really poorly made.
Yeah, now I make fun of them more than I used to like to watch them to see if they would scare me, and now I'm kind of like I watched It, and I'm just like, okay, this is kind of funny. I mean, what idiot falls for the damn clown?
Yeah, well,
Let's crawl down here where there's a clown. Yeah, come on, kid.
Let's see this.
Spoiler alert:
all 11 Halloween movies ranked. That's Halloween 2 is the worst one. It's gotta be. Because that one didn't have Halloween 3 didn't have Michael Myers in it. Okay, let's see. Number 11, Halloween Resurrection 2002. That's the one that had Busta Rhymes in it. Not very good. Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. I thought it was okay. Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, 1995. That had Paul Rudd in it, by the way. Little known fact. He was
Ant-Man.
He was Tommy Doyle.
Interesting.
Rob Zombie's Halloween, 2007. That's number 8. Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, is number 7. Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 is number 6. Halloween H2O from 1998 is number 5. That's got Michelle Williams, and I believe that's the one that had LL Cool J in it. Not 100% sure on that. Don't quote me on that. Number 4, Halloween 2018, the one that's out now.
Okay, that's pretty good to have it number 4.
Number 3, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which I hate because there's no Michael Myers in it. I think that's a bogus movie. You shouldn't have said Halloween 3 if you weren't going to continue with the story of Michael Myers. And when I rented that movie as a kid, I remember being so upset that Halloween 3, I was like, I must have got the wrong movie. Because there's no Michael Myers here. Number 2, Halloween 2. And number 1, the original Halloween, of course, which is a legendary movie. The great John Carpenter.
What are the odds a guy that runs or ran 5 dimes is dead and everyone that has money in there got ripped off? I heard he disappeared.
I heard that too.
It's very disturbing.
who are you telling? I'm in the process of making a withdrawal.
I've never used that site, so
I don't think anything crazy is going to happen. I assume people will get their money, but it does make me want to, you know, get out of there and find something new. I didn't think that it would bother me, but I was like, oh boy. I mean, just people talking about it made me go like, oh, I got to get this out of here.
Damn, this would have been such a good time for my MyBookie read.
Yeah.
281 wants to know, would you go watch the new Pet Sematary?
I'll watch that too.
That was one of my least favorite. Well, the first movie was terrible. That was one of my least favorite Stephen King novels. So I don't know. I just was never really into it. And he's most of the ones of his that are kind of under the radar are the ones I like. Like, I think Dead Zone was his best.
Yeah.
Which most people would say, oh no, it's got to be The Stand or The Shining. It's like, no, I would say Dead Zone was the best. I think the best novel he wrote, my favorite anyway.
Andres said it was planned. The Dodgers had a lefty starting lineup, talking about the Brewers pulling Wade Miley after one guy. But you got to think about in the National League, where, you know, sometime in the next 2 innings, the pitcher spot's going to come up. Like, Wade Miley's good enough to get through the lineup once.
Yeah.
The guy had a sub-3 ERA this year.
He's supposed to start game 6 is the thing. So
they were just trying to fool him and suck him into playing a bunch of right-handed guys?
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. But
all right.
Well, he's smarter than me.
I guess so. I think these guys overthink things in the playoffs. Yeah. And then Longhorn Dimitri asks, is Manny Machado Mr. Cocktober? He's up there.
You're half right.
He's in the conversation.
Yeah.
Man, he's such a dirty dude. I was like that play last night where he kicked Aguilar's leg. I was like, that's clearly on purpose. And then he acted like he was going to fight Aguilar over it. And I've never seen either one of those guys fight, but just looking at them, like, Jesus Aguilar's not a guy I would want to get in a fight with. That's a big boy. And he doesn't look like, you know, he'd take it easy on poor Manny Machado. I think that he's kind of a scummy dude. I don't know if he's stolen the crown from Alex Bregman, but if for some reason the Astros don't advance and the Dodgers do, I mean, I think we'd have to start calling Manny Machado Mr. Cocktober.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Bill Advisor. I've been telling you about him for a while now, and hopefully a lot of you guys have started saving some money. And if not, I mean, how about I just tell you about them again? They work directly with the providers that you have monthly recurring bills with. So your internet, your cell phone, your TV, all that stuff. They work directly with those guys and say, hey, man, our boy, he's been a loyal customer for a while. Let's get him a better rate. And more often than not, they say, you know what? All right, let's do that. And they'll get you a better rate. That could be you, guys. And I'm not talking about just a couple bucks. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners are saving over $800. But there's some big winners. Kirk D. from Cypress saved $2,172 on his TV and energy bills. Richard C. from Houston saved $2,914 on home and auto insurance. And then John V. from Rocheron, $2,983 on auto insurance. I mean, that's just crazy numbers. That could be you. That could be money in your pocket, guys. It's so simple to get signed up. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal bill advisor is going to get your information. He's going to start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, we're throwing a pub crawl party with It's a Houston Thing Saturday. It's the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by Thrive Plus. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Huge. Houstonians repping Houston sports while getting their drink on at 10 special hosting venues downtown. You can just pick one if you want. Tickets come with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt, a pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, Thrive Plus samples, and drinks for just $3. Get your tickets now because the price is going up every day. General and VIP tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. It's going to be fun. I will be breaking my no drinking thing for a day.
Nice.
So, maybe I'll throw up from that instead of just being sick. So there's that. Charlie was asking about Vegas, and I...
Charlie Polillo?
No, Charlie Venable. Oh. Brent Venable's cousin.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know him.
And I went and looked up the thing I wrote for Sports Map and just kind of responded to him with that because it's got a lot of the stuff we talked about. I updated this fairly recently. I didn't even realize it because I have Moneyline on there.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, and changed some stuff because obviously... Like the bar at Mandalay's, Monte Carlo's gone.
Right.
But I put Beer House on there and Gallagher's where I had that steak.
Yeah.
Added that. So there's some, it's updated. Tells you where to go play poker and where all the best sports books are and that kind of stuff and all the places we eat while we're there. Which, man, I really hope we get back out there soon.
I do too.
Or something because, you know, one time a year is not good enough.
No. And now HBO getting out of the boxing business makes me worry about our time out there.
You know what? It's kind of like the Astros. I think we're gonna be okay.
I think so too. I think we'll do all right.
I feel pretty good that we're gonna, that we're not done. Let's squeeze in a call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing sports, man. What's up?
Not a whole lot. big win for LSU against Georgia this past weekend. Got Mississippi State coming into our house, which I feel confident that we will win, which then sets up a big game against Alabama. And I wanted your guys' thoughts on the odds of them winning that game and then making the college playoffs.
Well, I mean, LSU, if they win out, they're going to be in the college playoff. Do I think LSU can beat Alabama? No.
Not unless. I think the only chance they have is if Tua gets hurt bad enough that he doesn't play. And even then, I think Alabama has too much.
They've got too many guys. And who's better, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
So it's not I'm not an LSU hater. In fact,
I love those guys. I always want them to win. They're fun that we got a bunch of fans here.
They've been way better than I projected they would be preseason. But first of all, I'd be careful about overlooking Mississippi State this weekend. That's a sandwich game, they call that, between Georgia and Alabama when you play Mississippi State. That's a letdown spot for LSU, who's played a bunch of top five teams and has been underdogs in many of those. Not an ideal spot. But I think LSU's way better than I thought they were. I just don't think they're – and this isn't a knock because I don't think anybody is, but I don't think they're in Alabama's class.
I don't think anybody's in Alabama's class.
And I'm talking about Ohio State and Clemson, who I have at number 2 and 3. We're talking about almost a touchdown favorite, Alabama.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to have Alabama-Notre Dame in the first round, and they are going to house Notre Dame.
Well, here's what I will say about Notre Dame. Notre Dame at least has an offense that can kind of keep up. You know, if you're counting on your defense to beat Alabama – that ain't working this year.
No.
They're making everybody's defense look bad. And I think that would happen to Clemson. I think that happened to a bunch of teams. But I think it would happen to Georgia. And I think it might happen to LSU. But I think that Alabama's just on a different level. But whatever happens, LSU this season is going to be a success. This season's way better than anyone could have hoped for. I kind of knocked Joe Burrow earlier, and he looks good. Statistically, he's not good, but he looks good. I mean, he's won him a couple games. He's pulled off some big plays at the right time.
Burrow scoring runs here.
But no one knew that he would be as effective as he's been. So kudos to him for stepping up and making something happen.
1-0 Milwaukee. Runners on second and third now.
No outs?
I think there's one out.
One out?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to disown my daughter.
Why?
Well, she sent me a text. She was kind of complaining about something she heard on the station.
Oh, boy.
And then I shouldn't.
What was she complaining about?
I don't want to talk about it. But but
was it me?
No, because this is what she says. I tune in for some quality content from the funniest guy I know and you. I'm like, wait a minute. You're saying Hoffman's the funniest guy you know? That's not cool.
I thought you're the one who said I'm the funny one.
Well, yeah. I never said that. Somebody else said that, and then we just sort of adapted it. You're the funny one, and I'm the smart one. But I'm not that smart, and you're not that funny.
Oh.
That's just kind of how it works.
I mean, maybe she thinks Jung is funny.
No, I'm pretty sure she was referring to you because all her friends love you. You're like a legend among the Bel Air High School crew.
Listen, what can I say? I've worked really hard my whole life for this, to be very popular amongst high school age girls.
Well, there you go.
Imagine if I was good looking. I mean, I would be like, I'd be Justin Timberlake.
I must have missed who Alabama has played besides some powder puffs.
They haven't played anybody.
No.
And that's one thing LSU has over everybody else is LSU's played a tougher schedule than anybody. But who's Alabama? People say that every year. Oh, who's Alabama played? And then they play somebody and then they de-pants them.
And every year they play somebody at the beginning of the year. It just happened that Louisville sucked this year.
Yeah,
that would have been a good game 2 years ago. They always try to play somebody there, and then they always have to go through an SEC West schedule. So, you can say they haven't played, but I think A&M's pretty good, and they destroyed A&M.
A&M's the best team they've played by far.
I mean, they're not great, but they're pretty damn good.
That's the only team on their schedule that I think is actually good. But
until LSU, and Auburn's not.
Auburn's not good.
No.
Auburn's garbage.
They lost to Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, they're
dead. We could stick a fork in them.
So, yeah, Alabama has not played a tough schedule, but they've made an easy schedule look easy, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, they've never been in danger.
Their closest game was 22 points.
Yeah, and you know, just watching them, they're just destroying the teams they're supposed to be destroying.
Yeah, and so. I mean, I just mentioned that Auburn's not good, and LSU beat them by a point. You know, I think Florida's okay, but you lost to Florida? I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to be in the playoff, you don't lose to Florida.
Although Florida lost to Kentucky. Other than that, right. They've been pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, but
that one you just kind of
they also play in the SEC East, right. Which you know that's got its benefits as well.
Yeah,
and they also benefit from you know they've played. I want to say they played Colorado State, who's horrible.
Yeah,
and
which again, that's another game that Charleston most Southern. most years Colorado State's at least a decent non-power right. five opponent.
And then their big marquee game at the end of the year will be Florida State. Woo. Mm. Yeah,
not so much.
I mean, and you know, Florida's got one tough game left on their schedule, and that's next week against Georgia. So we'll know what Florida is then. But yeah, I mean, Florida barely beat Mississippi State. You know, they're not. They didn't even look good last week against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt sucks.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's not good.
And I know that the score says they won by 10. Vanderbilt was in control that entire game. The entire game till like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, but how many Eagles did they have on the field?
Three.
Yeah, there you go.
One, two, Tri-Eagle. Tri-Eagle Energy, that's who we're talking about, guys. They want to provide your energy. That's what they want to do. There's a lot of guys out there who want to do that same thing, and they've got different offers they'll throw at you. How about free weekends or free days or a cash bonus? And you're thinking, man, free sounds awesome, and it does sound awesome. But then you find out later on that you're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they've got additional fees being thrown onto your bill. What is that about? You know where you don't get that with Tri-Eagle Energy? You don't get that at all. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. Simple. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE. Log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.